1 Chronicles, chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and, look, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel, and Judah was carried away captive to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and those given to temple service. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the sons of Judah, and of the sons of Benjamin, and of the sons of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uttai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the sons of Perez the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brothers, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah. And Ibniah the son of Jeroham, and Elah the son of Uzi, the son of Mitri, and Meshullam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah. And their brothers, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of fathers' houses by their fathers' houses. And of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, Jachin. And Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the leader of the house of God. And Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and Masai the son of Adil, the son of Jezerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Amur. And their brothers, heads of their fathers' houses, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God, and of the Levites, Shimeah the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbakar, Haresh, and Galal, and Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph. And Obadiah the son of Shimeah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters, Shalom, and Akab, and Talman, and Ahiman, and their brothers, Shalom was the chief. Who until now waited in the king's gate eastward, they were the porters for the camp of the sons of Levi. And Shalom the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers, of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, and their fathers had been over the camp of Yahweh, keepers of the entry. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was leader over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was porter of the door of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be porters in the thresholds were 212. These were reckoned by genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer appointed in their office of trust. So they and their sons had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, even the house of the tent, by wards. On the four sides were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brothers, in their villages, were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them. For the four leading porters, who were Levites, were in an office of trust, and were over the chambers and over the treasuries in the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge of it was on them, and to them pertained the opening of it morning by morning. And certain of them had charge of the vessels of service, for by count these were brought in and by count these were taken out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture, and over all the vessels of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests prepared the confection of the spices. And Mattithiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the office of trust over the things that were baked in pans. And some of their brothers, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath, and these are the singers, heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, who dwelt in the chambers and were free from other service, for they were employed in their work day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, throughout their generations, chief men, these dwelt at Jerusalem, and in Gibeon there dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jeiel, whose wife's name was Maacah. And his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab. And Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeam. And they also dwelt with their brothers in Jerusalem, across from their brothers. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah, Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jara, and Jara begot Alemeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri begot Moza. And Moza begot Binea, and Rephaiah his son, Elisa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Sheria, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.